Good morning.
各位早。
It's wonderful to be in the house of the Lord.
真是很高兴今天能够在这个圣殿里。
Lily and I are delighted to be here.
我们俩都非常的高兴能够在这里。
We have never lived longer in one place than in this town.
我们这一生没有住在比在埃塞卡更长久的一个地方。
Every time coming back feels like homecoming.
每一次回到埃塞卡都好像回了家一样。
And especially coming to this church.
尤其是来到这个教会。
It feels very much like home.
这教会真的是像我们的家。
I don't know where your travels will take you if you're going to stay in Ithaca or God may take you somewhere else.
我不知道你这一生的旅程是怎么样，你会留在这里，还是神会带领你到别的地方去。
I think a little piece of Ithaca will go with you.
我相信 Ithaca 永远会跟着你走。
A part of God's grace to us.
对我们而言，这真的是神给我们的恩典。
This morning I'd like to share with you a message called The Weight of Glory.
今天早上想跟大家分享的信息叫做荣耀的分量。
Weight of glory.
荣耀的分量。
It's also an opportunity for us to share with you a little bit about this is really a shared message. You know, Lily and I sort of shared it together.
这个信息真的是我们两个一起要跟大家分享的信息。
This year is our 30th anniversary.
今年是我们结婚三十周年。
April 9th was our wedding date.
四月九号是我们的结婚纪念日。
And as part of that, we took a trip through Asia.
所以我们借着这个机会，今年我们去了一趟亚洲。
And we want to show you some pictures through this trip as we reflect on the glory of God.
当我们想到神的荣耀的时候，我们同时也会跟大家分享一些我们这一趟旅途所照的照片。
Well, one of our first stops was Singapore.
我们其中在前面有一站是新加坡。
I went to Hong Kong, Singapore, Australia, Sydney, and then to New Zealand.
李弟兄去了香港，然后再去了新加坡，然后我们一起去了澳洲跟纽西兰。
But I was mostly working until Lily joined me in the middle of Singapore.
大部分的时间他都在工作，一直到我到新加坡以后。
Singapore is an exciting place.
新加坡是一个很让人兴奋的地方。
Well, there's Maserati, and there's all sorts of, a very fast-paced place.
我觉得新加坡好像是一眨眼就什么事情都发生很快。
I don't know how many of you have been to Singapore.
有多少人去过新加坡？
A few. There's another side of the, every city.
在每一个城市都有很多层面。
For example.Well, it's very blurry. It's very fast. That's just the idea I'm trying to capture.
Yeah, 想大家那个感觉就是一闪什么就过去了。
But at nighttime, in the streets of Singapore, people come out dancing.
那晚上的时候，在新加坡，很多人就跑到路上来跳舞。
You can't see it, but this is a string of people. They just put on some music and they're dancing.
Yeah, 就是放一些音乐，大家就很自动的开始跳舞。
Not professional or anything, but they have. And people also work very hard in Asia.
在亚洲人工作得很辛苦。
We see a lot of people who are very rich and a lot of people who are not so rich.
我们看到很多人很有钱，但是有一些很没有钱的人。
This is a picture from a restaurant. You may not be able to read it because it's in reverse.
这里是一个餐馆照的一个照片，是在反面照的。
It says open from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. seven days a week.
他这里讲的是每一个礼拜七天都工作，从早上八点开到清晨两点。
A lot of people work very hard.
很多人需要工作的很辛苦。
Some of them don't have citizenship or visa for very long.
有很多人他拿到的签证非常的短，甚至他也不是那里的公民。
And we saw a lot of street performers.
看到很多人在街上做一些表演。
Like these girls.
像这些年轻的女孩。
They're really quite amazing.
他们真的是很棒。
That red-colored girl is actually a girl wrapped around the other girl.
如果你看得到的话，这是一个人绕环着另外一个人。
We have street performers in the commons, but they don't look quite like this.
我们真的想不到这种水平的街上的表演。
You know, it's just a, just a, these, we have this Megatron over there, this huge a sign that's constantly on.
在那里有个好大好大的荧幕打在那个墙上, 一天24小时都播放着。
But right in the middle of all of this, we saw this interesting picture of this blind man.
在这一切这个很喧哗的中间, 我们看到了这个很奇妙的一个镜头, 就是一个瞎眼的人。
And he's singing.
他在唱歌,
His mother was looking after him.
他的妈妈在旁边照顾他。
And he was playing awkwardly an accordion.
他就在拉一个手风琴。
And he sang, This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. And he was just singing in the middle.
他就在唱着一个赞美的诗歌。
It just made us think, you know, we said, you know, for many people in their lives, in this busy life, God is a concept.
我们就想了一下这件事情,在很多很忙碌的人的生命中,神对他只是一个观念。
But for some people, God is a reality.
但是对有一些人, 神是一个事实。
And we start thinking about where the difference comes from.
我们就在想到底这两个的区别在哪里呢?
And the passage that we read earlier,
我们刚刚读的经文,
is the passage we use for this message.
是我们今天, 信息要,
Now, it's, many of you are familiar with this passage.
可能很多人对这段经文都很熟悉。
It describes an event in the history of Israel that occurred about 700 years before Christ.
它是讲到在以色列历史七百主前七百年所发生的一件很重要的事情。
It says in the year that King Uzziah died.
他说当乌西亚王崩的那一年,
Uzziah is the 11th king of Judah.
乌西亚王是犹大王国第十一位王。
He was crowned when he was only 16 and he ruled for 52 years.
当他做王他只有16岁, 他做王52年。
And in the year that he Isaiah is pretty close to the king.
以赛亚跟这个王很亲近。
You can imagine he had a heavy heart and he went into church, he went to temple.
你可以想象到他心里有多么沉重，所以他到圣殿里。
And in the temple, he saw this amazing sight.
在圣殿里，他看到一个奇妙的景象。
He saw this God seated high and lifted up.
他看到神高高的坐在宝座上。
And on a throne, and around him were these heavenly beings fluttering.
然后在他的周围有这种天使在飞翔。
And they're called seraphs.
他们叫做撒拉佛。
They must be very bright because the word seraph means they're the burning ones.
他们一定是非常的光明，非常的亮， 因为 seraph 在希伯来文代表燃烧。
And they had six wings.
他们有六个翅膀。
Two of them were flying.
两个在飞翔。
With two, they were covering their eyes.
两个蒙着脸。
And two of them were covering their feet.
两个蒙着脚。
In a posture of humility.
他就是非常谦卑的姿态。
And even though they are so amazing,
虽然他们看起来这么样的奇妙,
they were like a chorus line, they were just a sideshow.
他们只是配角。
Because they were hiding their face on the brightness of the glory of God.
因为他们把脸蒙蔽着, 因为有一个比他们更明亮多的东西。
And they just kept crying, Holy, Holy, Holy.
他们只有一直呼喊着圣哉圣哉圣哉。
And they said the whole temple was filled with the glory of God.
整个的圣殿充满了神的荣光。
It's as if Isaiah saw something that he had a hard time describing.
好像以赛亚看到一个他非常难以言语来形容出来的景象。
We often can only use the visible, something we know about, have seen to describe the invisible.
我们常常只能用我们看得到的，我们所知道的来形容一个我们所看不见的东西。
And he was just having sensory overload.
他在那个时候实在是五官已经过。
And the one word that keeps coming to mind is glory.
那个字眼一直回来的就是荣耀。
Isaiah saw the glory of God.
因为他看到了神的荣耀。
The Hebrew word for glory simply means weight or mass.
希伯来字讲到荣耀就代表是分量，是一个质量很重的一个东西。
Yeah, exactly. So, something permanent has more glory than something transient.
一个很久的东西比一个短暂的东西更有分量。
Something important has more weight, more mass than something unimportant.
一个重要的东西要比一个不重要的东西有更多的分量。
Something real has more glory than something illusionary.
一个真实的东西要比一个幻觉的东西更有分量。
And so Isaiah saw the glory of God.
所以以赛亚看见了神的荣耀。
His weightiness.
看到了神的分量。
And compared to God, anything else, you know, compared to anything else, God is the one that's permanent, that is important, that is weighty.
所以跟任何人比起来，神都是更有分量，神都是更重要，更恒久。
God alone matters.
只有神才是真正的重要。
And that's what C.S. Lewis in his writing referred to as the weight of glory.
C.S. Lewis 就把它形容为荣耀的分量。
And so I'm going to talk about three things in this passage.
所以在今天的经文，我会专注在三点上。
First is, whoops, the glory of God.
第一个是神的荣耀。
How do I go backwards? I'll do it in the name. The glory of God.
第一个是神的荣耀。
The second is the atonement of God.
第二是神的赦免。
And the third thing is the, oh, very good, thank you. Help from above. the forgiveness or the atonement of God. And the third thing is the commissioning of God.
第三个是神的差遣。
Okay, let's talk first about the glory of God.
我们先来讲神的荣耀。
What is the difference between God as a concept and God as a reality?
神是一个观念，跟神是一个事实，这中间有什么样的区别？
The difference has to do with the weight of God's glory in your life.
事实上就是看神在你的生命里有多少分量。
Timothy Keller, pastor of Redeemer Church in New York,
有一个纽约的牧师叫 Timothy Keller,
he made this wonderful observation.
他这个样说过。
He said,God as a concept is lighter than you.
他说如果神对你只是一个观念的话，他比你要轻。
When you bring God into your life as a concept, you shape it.
如果你把神接到你的生命里只是一个观念的话，你就来掌控神是怎么样。
You just fit it into your existing concepts.
你就是把神把它塞进你现有的观念里。
But when God in realityis heavier than you.
但如果神对你的生命是更有分量的话，
then he's heavy. Oh yeah, 更有分量， right, exactly. So when you actually get into the presence of the real God,
所以当你面对面见到这个活生生的神，
things just give way to his glory.
其他的事情都会因为他的分量而被驱使到旁边。
God becomes your new agenda.
神变成你新的目的。
He will demolish your beliefs.
他会毁坏你以前的相信。
Re-engineer your plans.
重新的来改正你的人生。
Change your goals.
改变你的目标。
It has to be that way.
神一定应该是这个样的。
If God has weight and God is real.
如果神有分量，神是真实的话。
And you have experienced Him.
而你经历过他。
It will shake you up. It will change your life.
他就会改变、改造你的生命。
A lot of people come to church for different reasons.
很多人来到教会因为各种不同的原因。
But to experience God,
但如果你想要经历神，
you must conform to reality.
你必须要面对面的看看事实。
That is, God is heavier than you.
神比你要有分量。
Just to as a way of illustration.
我要跟大家用一个东西来做一个比喻。
Very good.So, Einstein's theory of relativity.
爱因斯坦的相对论。
It's really, you know, this is for laymen, right? For the non-mathematician physicists.
这一个图画是给我们这些没学过数学的人。
至少我这个。
高深数学。
And so, you know, the effect of mass and weight, he talks about the effect of mass and weight on time-space continuum.
他是讲到时空的连续层面的时候，这个重量。
It's a way of illustrating, if you think of time-space as some rubber sheet,
如果你把时空把它想象成为一个塑胶，很软软的一个塑胶面。
Yes, and a massive object will appear like a weight on this rubber sheet, like this ball.
像这个球一样，一个很重的东西现在落到了这个面上。
And as you get closer to it, light will bend.
你知道，当光靠近它，光都会折的。
And time will go slower.
而时间会比较慢。
In fact, a lot of our GPS system today.
很多今天我们的导航系统
I also use this theory
是也是基于这一个理论
The idea is that, you know, to orient yourself and really you have to take into account the weight, the mass and how light changes
如果你想要知道一个什么东西在天上在哪里的话你一定要考虑到一个很大质量它的那个吸引力
And a black hole is a mass that's so dense the light can't even escape it
一个 black hole 不知道中文是什么黑洞哈就是这么重，那个光都逃不了。
And in this sense, right?
所以，如果是这个样子的话
we have different masses, things of gravitational pull in our lives.
在我们的人生里面，我们有各种不同的东西来吸引着我们。
And everyone who has ever really known God,
如果任何一个真正认识神的人
can remember when God changed from concept to a reality in your life.
你就会记得在你那一生突然神从一个观念变成了事实。
I wonder if God has ever entered your life in this way.
我不知道神有没有这个样进入你的生命。
That he completely demolishes your beliefs.
他完全把你以前一切的信仰都粉碎了。
Re-engineer your plans.
重新的改造了你的生命。
In a real encounter with God, that's what happens.
当你真正遇到神的话，会有这样的结果的。
Then you might say, "Well, I've never experienced anything like Isaiah did."
你可能会说，我的经历并不像以赛亚的经历啊。
But neither has anyone else.
但是世界上没有任何一个人有同样的经历。
Everyone's experience is different.
每个人的经历都不一样。
Moses saw a burning bush.
摩西看到了。
Apostle Paul saw some blinding light.
保罗看见大光。
The Apostle Jonah, my personal favorite, was swallowed by a big fish.
约拿被一个大鱼吞掉了。
I have a picture of. But all of them experience this sense that there's this mass, this central pull.
但我们刚刚讲的每一个人都经历到这个极大的分量进到了他们生命的中心。
And here's Lily in the Auckland Zoo.
这是我们在纽西兰 Auckland 的动物园。
She's like Jonah praying in the stomach of a fish.
她这个看到在一个大鱼的肚子里祷告。
She's not really praying. Maybe she's really praying, but she's not swallowed by the fish. So, you know, we all come to God, we all seek God for different reasons.
我们每个人来到神的面前，我们寻找神的原因不一样。
But to retain God, to have God as a reality in your life today, he must be the center. He must have greater mass than you.
但如果你要神在你的生命里面，你如果要相信他，他必定要是你生命里最重的那个分量。
Treat God like God, not like an assistant.
把神当作神，不要把神当作一个让你使唤的。
So, suppose you come from a rich family.
如果你是从一个很富有的家庭来。
And you meet someone and you're attracting, say, I want to marry you.
你碰到了一个人，你一个人，你很喜欢他，你想跟他结婚。
And this person agrees.
这个人同意。
And then this person discovers that, even though they married you, they cannot access your family wealth.
如果这个人发现跟你结婚，但他还是得不到你的财富
，Then they decide to leave you.
然后他就离开你了。
How would you feel?
你有什么样的感觉
？Would you feel violated?
你会不会觉得好像心里被人家利用了一顿
？Yeah, been used or
被人欺负了。
But think of this.
但你想一想。
I've heard people say I used to believe in God.
我听到有人这样说，我以前信神啊。
But he didn't come through for me.
但是我对他的要求，他没有给我。
He let me down.
他让我失望。
It's like marrying God for his money.
这个就好像为了钱的神的钱来跟他结婚一样。
We want him to be our assistant.
这个样子，我们就只想把他当做我们的助手。
What does it mean to be wise in the world?
在这个世界上，在生命里，你怎么样说做一个有智慧的人
？It's simply to value things as they really are.
就是你就该珍惜你该珍惜的东西。
To esteem those things in life that are worthy of esteem.
你该尊重的东西，你去尊重它。
To accurately assess the weight of things.
你能够清清楚楚地衡量出来什么东西有什么分量。
Our lives have many loves.
我们的人生，我们爱很多东西。
Many passions.
有很多的激情。
And they're like weights, gravitational pulls.
你知道，他们就好像每一个有吸引力的一个重量。
But in reality, there's only one right center.
但事实上，人生应该只有一个中心。
The Christian writers call it the divine center.
基督徒叫他神的以神为中心的中心。
Without it, our lives would just spiral into wrong orbits.
如果没有这个重心在你的中间的时候，你的人生就会 扭转，不想到什么地方去。
We have no reference point.
因为这个样子，我们就是没有一个对称点。
We put weights on things that cannot bear the weight.
我们就会把重量放在一些承受不了这个重量的东西上。
The young people, they sometimes we think that we're looking for the one.
年轻人，我们常常就是在找那一个。
I'm looking for my soulmate.
找那一个我灵魂的旅伴。
If I find this person,
如果我找到了他
all I have to do is find this person.
我只要找到了他
then life's going to be okay.
人生就没问题了。
That's my goal.
这是我的目标。
You know, remember Jacob, the guy in the Old Testament?
你记不记得旧约里面讲到那位雅各？
He really was in love with Rachel.
他真的是爱上了拉结。
And he worked.7 years, as if it were a day, so he could marry her.
圣经说他工作了七年，好像一日，因为这样他就可以娶到拉结。
But when he got married and he woke up in the morning, it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah.
但当他跟他结婚了，第二天早上起来发现不是拉结，是莉亚。
Timothy Keller has a great line. He says, "You know, in the morning, it's always Leah."
Timothy Keller 那个牧师刚刚说。放心，就是跟你说，你当你早上醒来，那个女的一定是莉亚。
It doesn't matter who you marry in the morning, it's always Leah.
不管你娶的是谁，第二天早上醒来，你旁边这个女人永远是莉亚。
So here's the thing, I'm not discouraging you from getting married here.
我并不是不鼓励你们去结婚。
The thing is, many things in life are good.
人生里面有很多好东西。
You may find the best person for you.
你可能会找到一个最合适你的人。
You may love your job.
你可能爱你的工作。
You may have incredibly fantastic kids who grow up and go to great schools.
你可能有最棒的孩子上最棒的学校。
But none of those things can bear the weight.
但是没有任何一个事情或任何一个人能够承受得住你这个分量。
They cannot be the center of your orbit.
它不能成为你生命的中心。
The weight of glory.
所以大家记得荣耀的分量。
The second thing I want to talk about.
我想跟大家分享第二件。
Is God's atonement.
就是神为我们所付的代价，给我们赦免。
I still don't know what I'm doing here. Okay, so without reference to God. Okay.
如果我们没有神当我们的这个reference point.
You know, it's like these towers we saw in Asia.
就好像我们在亚洲看到很多很高的楼。
Each one wants to be higher than the other.
好像每一个楼都想比旁边那个楼更高一点。
We just want to be a little higher.
就高一点。
Without God is like the sky, but without a reference point of God, we just are busy trying to be a little higher.
神就是像天一样，但是如果我们没有办法以他来标准做标准的话，我们只是想把比旁边的塔更高一点。
Just let God be the center of your life.
所以你应该以神为你生命的中心。
Our last part of so before I get into that, I don't know how to go back, so I'll just leave that sheep on. So, the second thing that we saw, Isaiah, is that you know when he saw the glory of God, the first his reaction he had was, "Whoa, I am ruined."
当以赛亚看见神的荣耀的时候，他第一个反应就是祸灾，我灭亡了。
He suddenly realized that he was unclean.
他突然感觉到他自己是一个不洁净的人。
That is a very natural reaction.
我觉得那是一个很自然的反应。
That is naturally how we feel when we get close to the glory of God.
当我们靠近看到了神的荣耀的时候，这是我们自然的反应。
But this incredible thing happens next.
但是有一个很奇妙的事情发生了。
These seraphims.
就是这些撒拉佛
they take this burning coal
他拿了一个炭
from the altar of sacrifice
是从那个祭坛里拿下来的
and they take it and touch the lip of Isaiah
他就拿了那个炭来触碰了以赛亚的嘴唇
the Bible saysYour sin has been forgiven or atoned for.
圣经就告诉他说，这个样可以除掉你的罪，你就赦免了。
You know, every religion, all the monotheistic religions talk about the holiness of God.
我们知道所有的一神宗教都讲到了神的圣洁。
But the amazing and unique thing about Christianity is not just how high God is.But how low he is willing to come.
但基督教最奇妙的地方就告诉我们，不仅告诉我们神有多么高高在上， 但是他告诉我们，神是多么愿意谦卑自己，降卑自己来到我们的中间。
Jesus Christ became incarnate.
耶稣基督道成了肉身。
So that the man who's afraid of God.
所以人虽然本来很惧怕神。
Has the opportunity to get close to God.
能够有机会亲近神。
This call came from the altar.
这个坛是从坛上来的。
Altar is where they sacrifice the animals.
祭坛是献祭物的地方。
This is the altar where the blood was shed.
在这个地方有流血。
The place where the priests would kill these animals to pay for the sins of the people.
在这个地方，祭司会牺牲动物，以这个血来求神的赦免。
Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no cleansing of sin.
因为圣经告诉我们，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
And they take this coal.
然后他就把了这个炭。
It must be hot because they have to use tongs.
这个炭一定是非常的烫，因为他们得用一个钳子。
And it came all the way, and this holy thing, the thing of blood, the thing of fire, touches Isaiah.
然后就是这一个炭火，一个圣洁的炭火。一个血的炭火触碰了以赛亚的嘴唇。
So this is an incredible picture.
你可以想象到这一幅图画。
That which is holy.
一个圣洁的。
Touches that which is unholy.
触碰了这个不洁净的。
That which is without sin.
一个无罪的。
Touches the sinful man.
触碰了这个有罪的。
The word atonement, what does it mean?
这一个赦免、赦罪是什么意思？
The Chinese translates it into forgiven.
中文翻译成赦免。
That your sin has been forgiven.
你的罪得了赦免。
In fact, the original is closer to paid for.
但是事实上应该就是已经代价已经付上了。
Not that you have been forgiven, but that someone paid for you.
不是说你光光得到赦免，而是有人把你的罪的债付了。
This is the incredible reality.
这是一个很奇妙的事实。
The most amazing part of why I am a Christian is what God did for us.
我之所以成为基督徒，就是基于神为我们所做的。
Let me tell you about the last part of our journey.
我把我们旅程最后一部分告诉你。
The last week we spent in New Zealand.
我们最后一个礼拜我们在纽西兰。
That was our favorite part.
那是我们非常喜欢的一个地方。
New Zealand is a very mellow land.
纽西兰是一个很柔和的地方。
Full of very mellow people and some very mellow goats.
那里有很柔和的人，也有很柔和的动物。
You know the we had a rental car.
我们在那里我们租了一辆车。
When you get to 100 kilometers, that's just speed limit. When you get to 120 on the highway, a little light comes on that just sort of gently says, "Hey, you're at 120."
如果你开车开的稍微过了那个时速的时候，就有一个灯会亮，告诉你说你开车太快了。
If you drive for 2 hours without resting, another little light comes on with a picnic table and a little tree. It says, "Please rest."
如果你开车两个小时都不休息的话，就有一个图出来，告诉你说你应该休息了。
And they have this, I mean, their national emblem. I mean, you can't not love a country where the national emblem is.The kiwi, right?
他们国家的国家鸟是一个鸟，叫做 kiwi.
A kiwi is fat, shy, chubby, flightless, and therefore endangered little bird.
是一个胖胖的一个鸟，它那个没有翅膀了，也不会飞，所以它现在是非常的危险啊，可能要灭种了。这样一个鸟。
There was a people there that kind of reminded me.Of actually the Kiwi, believe it or not, they're called the Maori.
在那里有一个他们的本族人叫做 Maori 毛利人。
They were from the South Pacific.
他们是从南太平洋去的。
And they were almost wiped out because when the settlers came, they brought diseases that these people had no immunity for.
他们本来几乎要灭种，因为当欧洲人来的时候带了疾病，他们几乎都要灭种。
Amazingly, most of them became Christian through this.
很奇妙的是，经过了那个经历，很多的。毛利人都成为了基督徒。
We went to one of their cultural dinners.
我们去了一个他的文化村。
And it's really interesting. They have this dance beforehand.
在你没有进文化村之前啊，他们会跳一个舞。
They stick out the bulge their eyes. They stick their tongue out.
他们看起来非常的可怕。
Yeah, and they warned us beforehand. Don't laugh because it would be disrespectful.
在我们还没有到之前，人家就警告过我们说，你千万不要笑啊，因为这样子你不尊敬他们。
This really is what it looks like.
他们真的就是这个样子。
It's not just that guy. They even have it in their statues.
他们的雕像都是这个样子。
But what is interesting when you first get there is these warriors. They, before you go into their camp, the warriors come out.
最有趣的就是你还没有进到他的村子里的话，这一些战士都会出来。
They do this dance.
他们就会跳一个舞。
And then the end of the dance, actually, they leave a little green leaf on the ground.
他们在跳完这个舞以后就很凶的一个舞哈，然后他们会放一个绿色的树叶。
The idea is that they don't know whether you're friend or foe.
因为他们不知道你是友还是敌。
Right, and so what they do is they leave there and they retreat.
他们把这个叶子放下来，他们就退到后面去。
Each busload of visitors, we've nominated a chief to represent us.
每一个游览车里，我们都选了一个酋长。
And the idea is we are friend, we walk up there and we pick up the green leaf.
所以如果我们是有的话，我们到那里就会把这个绿枝子捡起来。
Our chief picks up the leaf.
Yeah, 我们的酋长会去把它捡起来。
And then a really touching thing happens.
当你捡起这个绿叶子，就会有这样的感觉的一幕。
They touch foreheads and they rub noses.
这些看起来很凶的人就跑过来，跟你额头靠着额头，跟你磨鼻子。
And then once the chief does that, then we all get to go and eat and see her.
Yeah, 一旦知道是朋友的话，他们就把家门打开了，我们都可以进去。
It's really fascinating, you know, these very fierce looking.
这个看起来表面看起来非常凶的人。
You know, it reminds me of the human state.
它让你想到人就是这个样子。
We are crispy outside, tender inside, you know, like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
我们就像肯德基一样，外面看起来好像很 crispy， 里面事实上是很柔弱的。
But you know, when we think of God, what do you think of?
当你想到神，你有什么样的一幕
？Fierce.
你觉得他很凶吗
？Holy.
你觉得他很圣洁吗？
But you know, we long for a close nose-to-nose encounter with God.
但事实上，我们最想要的就是与神鼻子碰鼻子那种亲密的关系。
And the amazing thing, the story in the Bible is that God came near.
最奇妙的一件事情，圣经告诉我们的时候，就是神来到了我们的中间。
He extended a green leaf to all of mankind.
他对于人类的每一个人，他都放出了一个绿色的树叶枝。
He invites you.
他邀请你
to connect.
跟他有关系
Not just to experience his holiness, but to experience his tenderness.
不仅是经历他的荣耀，也要你经历他的温柔。
God paid for your sins.
神已经付上了你的罪的代价。
That is why Jesus came.
这就是为什么耶稣来到我们中间。
Finally, right after Isaiah was cleansed, he hears God's commissioning.
当以赛亚被神洁净了以后，马上他就听到神的差遣。
And he says, "Who should I send?" God says.
神就说，我该差遣谁呢
？And Isaiah said, "Here I am. Send me."
以赛亚就说，我在这里，请差遣我。
You know, we often think that missionaries are you know crazy people who are willing to go to crazy places.
我们一想到宣教士就是哇，这些很不得了的人愿意到那种很不可思议的地方。
But the very call of God is the call of a missionary.
但是神对我们每一个人的呼召都是一个宣教的呼召。
Because in the heartbeat of God is this outreach.
因为在神的心中有一个很大的一个激情，就是要往外。
God didn't give himself to you so that you can feel good.About yourself.
神来到这个世上拯救你，不是光让你自己觉得很舒服。
Because his DNA is the outreaching God, reaching out to the perimeters, to the marginalized, to people who do not know that there is love in the world.
因为神的 DNA 现在给了你，就是一个差遣的 DNA， 要你到你的周围，到世界的角落，把他的爱传扬出去。
It's not an optional thing.
这个不是一个可以选择的东西。
In fact, it's part of integral part of your salvation.
事实上，你救恩中很重要的一部分就是这个差遣的这个部分。
That he not only gave you a life, he gave you a calling and a mission.
他不仅给你新的生命，他也给你一个新的使命。
Yeah, and if you are willing to do that, your life becomes an adventure.
如果你愿意这个样做的话，你就会发现你的生命很精彩。
You will find there will be people all around you.
你会发现你周围有各式各样的人。
If you're a little bit bold.
如果你就稍微勇敢一点
，You will find there's infinite possibilities in every day.
你就会发现每一天你都有数不尽的机会。
And you will be incredibly blessed.
然后你就会真的觉得自己很得福。
Isaiah didn't say, "Wait a minute, where are you sending me?"
以赛亚并没有说，哎，你要把我猜到哪儿去啊
？He didn't say, "Wait a minute, what's your 401k retirement plan?"
哎，神啊，你给我的这个退休金是什么
？He said, "You know, let's talk about this." No, he just said, "Here I am, send me because."You are who you are. The very heartbeat that you have is the one I want.
以赛亚就说，请差遣我，因为你是神，因为你的心意就是要差遣我。
Let me, I'm going to, you know, let Lily talk about the next part of this because it's part of our journey and that she experienced. I'll translate.
我很快的跟大家分享一下我在新加坡的一个经历。
I'll tell you an experience that happened in Singapore.
我在新加坡五天。
I was there for 5 days.
第一天就碰到了这个清洁房间的这位女士。
On my very first day, I encountered this lady who cleaned our hotel room.
知道她是从中国来的。
I learned she's from China.
非常的亲善。
Very sweet.
我心里就对她有一个很浓的一个亲，哎，那种相亲感。
I felt a sense of certain kinship.
那一天晚上，我就为她祷告，为她的救恩祷告。
That night, I prayed for her salvation.
跟你讲，我不是看到每一个人都这样做的。
I don't do this for everyone.
结果第二天我又碰到了她。
The next day, I saw her again.
她告诉我她是从中国来的。
She told me she's from China.
她在这里两年的时间离开她的家人。
She's away from her home for 2 years now.
她一个礼拜工作七天，每一天工作12个小时。
She works 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
她告诉我，新加坡除了这个酒店跟她的宿舍，她不知道任何其他的地方。
She says she only knows her dormitory and this hotel in all of Singapore.
我就问她说，你晚上有没有时间看书呢
？I asked her, "Do you have time to read in the evenings?"
她说我有。
She said yes.
我就手中有一本海外校园，我就给了她。
I had this overseas campus magazine, which I gave her.
那是一个基督教的中文杂志。
A Christian periodical.
我就给了她。
I handed to her.
结果接着两天我都没有看到她。
The next 2 days I did not see her.
我一直在为她祷告，而且预备了属灵的四个定律。
I kept praying for her, and I got a copy of the 4 spiritual law.
结果就在最后一天的时候。
On the last day.
我看到了她。
I saw her.
她进来的时候又跟我聊天。
When she came to clean our room, I chatted with her.
她突然跟我说：“我看了你给我的杂志，我非常心里有感受。”
She said suddenly to me, "You know, I read that magazine you gave me, and I was really touched."
人生真的很空虚。
Life really is empty.
我就觉得机会到了。
And I thought, "Whoa."
她跟我说，我的外婆是一个基督徒。
She said my grandmother was a Christian.
他告诉我这一个神，但我从来都不认识他。
She told me about this God, but I've never known him.
我就问他说，那你要不要认识他？我可以把他介绍给你。
She said, I asked her, "Do you want to know him? I can introduce him."
我就坐下来，刚好坐在一个窗子的旁边。
I sat down. It was beside the window.
他就跪在我的旁边。
And she knelt beside me.
我们就读了这个属灵的四个定律。
We went through the 4 spiritual laws.
到了最后，我说神给你有生命有一个美好的计划，他爱你。
God has a wonderful plan for you at the end, I said to her, and he loves you.
她说，如果有这样一个神，为什么我就没有办法感受到他呢？
She said, if there is such a God, how come I can't experience him?
我觉得圣灵那个时候就感动了我。
I felt the Holy Spirit touch me.
我就说，神好像是外面的阳光。
I looked at the window and I said, God is like that light outside this window.
你好像是这个房间。
You are like this room.
在这两个中间有一个很厚的窗帘。
In between, there's this very heavy curtain.
因为这个窗帘，所以这个屋子是黑的。
Because of this curtain, the entire room is dark.
但是这个窗帘重，非常非常重。
But it's a very heavy curtain.
是你自己没有办法能够把它拉开的。
You cannot lift it yourself.
所以神才差遣了他的儿子耶稣来到这个世上。
So God sent His Son Jesus.
这个窗帘代表了你的罪。
This curtain is your sin.
耶稣来到这里就是要把这个窗帘拉开，使神的光跟他的生命进到你的生命。
Jesus came here to open the curtains so that God's light will come in.
我说你只要做的就是承认你自己有罪，像这个窗帘一样。
What you need to do is just to admit that you have sinned, just like this window, this curtain.
你愿意耶稣基督来到这里，把这个窗帘打开来，让神的光跟生命进到你的身上。
You are willing to have Jesus open the curtain of your life so that light can come into your heart.
所以他就祷告接受了主。
So she prayed and accepted the Lord.
就在我要离开旅馆酒店之前。
Just before we checked out of the hotel.
他匆匆忙忙地跑过来塞给一封信给我。
She came running to me and gave me a letter.
然后他告诉我，圣经我已经 download 在我的 cell phone 上。
I said, I've got the Bible, I've downloaded it on my cell phone.
Yeah, that's the story. I don't know, 我从来就没有再跟他联络了。
I have not been in touch with her since.
但是 yeah, 感谢主。
You know, I think God opens a world of possibility to us if we are just willing to say, God, here I am. What would you have me do today?
如果我们愿意把我们的生命打开了跟神说，神啊，今天你要我们做什么，你就会发现你周围有很多的机会。
It's an incredible, exciting journey.
事实上这是一个非常兴奋的旅程。
And there's incredible need all around us.
在我们的周围是有很多的需要。
But until God is the center of our orbit, we won't even see those needs.
但除非神是你生命的中心，你可能根本就看不见周围的需要。
Just on Friday morning, I was supposed to give a talk in Boston University.
这个礼拜五早上，我应该是在波士顿大学给一个讲座。
When I woke up in the morning, this was what it looked like outside my hotel room.
礼拜五早上，当我醒来的时候，酒店外面是这个样子。
There were cops everywhere. The entire city was in lockdown. There were satellite trucks and camera everywhere.
大家可能知道整个的城市都 封闭起来了，有到处是警察。
My hotel is one block from where the explosion originally took place.
我的旅馆跟那个爆炸的地方只有很近。
When I was thinking of so I had a whole instead of going to a research talk, I spent much of the day sitting in my hotel thinking about the state of the world that we live in.
所以那天我没有去给学术演讲，但我有很多的时间来思考一下人现在的情况。
You know, one of the victims that died is a Chinese girl.
你知道诈死其中有一个人是一个中国女孩。
Her name is Lu Lingzi.
她的名字叫鲁林子。吕林子。吕林子。
I don't know much about her, but my TA at Stanford went to the same middle school as her.
我虽然不认识这个女孩，但是我的教书的助手跟这个女孩去同样一个中学。
And this is a picture of her. She is the one in the blue shorts in the middle.
这个女孩就是站在中间的，穿着蓝色短裤的那位。
This is at the Boston University InterVarsity Graduate Christian Camp.
这是一个波士顿大学基督徒的一个退休会。
She's a lovely young lady.
她非常的可爱。
This is a picture of her.
这是她的照片。
This is her last posting on the morning of the bombing.
在那一天早上，他被炸死那天早上，这是他最后一次放在网上。
She took a picture of what she was eating, and she wrote, "My wonderful breakfast."
他就照了他那天早上的早饭，他说，我美妙的早餐。
She seemed a pretty happy girl.
我觉得她好像是一个很快乐的女孩。
On the same day, there was a 19-year-old boy in Boston.
在那同一天的早上，在波士顿有一个19岁的男孩。
From Chechnya.
他是从切奇尼亚来的。
We know him now as suspect number two.
我们现在知道他是逃犯第二。
He also sent out his last tweet.
他那天早上也送出了他最后的一个微短。
Do you know what he said?
你知道他说的是什么？一个短信。
This is his tweet.
他所写的最后一个短信这样说。
He said, "Ain't no love in the heart of the city."
这个城市的心中没有爱。
Be safe, people.
请保重。
You know, I wish we could tell people that there is love in the heart of the city.
我多希望我们能够有机会告诉人，在城市的中间，心中有爱。
That I have experienced it.
我经历过这个爱。
That I live it.
我现在活在这个爱里面。
That I'm betting my whole life on it.
我整个的人生就投注在这个爱里。
That's what God wants us to do.
这是神要我们做的。
Because we know it's true.
因为我们知道这是真实的。
And we have a responsibility.
我们有这个责任。
We are called.
我们是被呼召了。
And your life will be blessed if you make that the center of your life.
如果你把这个成为你生命的中心，你就会过一个有福的人生。
God wants to be close to you.
神要亲近你。
Like nose to nose close.
神要面对面，鼻子碰鼻子的亲近你。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们的天父，
You are in the center.
就你是中心。
You are the center of this universe.
就你是宇宙的中心。
And we want you also to be the center of our lives.
我们要你成为我们生命的中心。
We acknowledge that when you are not, then our lives go all over the place.
我们承认，当你不是我们生命的中心的时候，我们的生活就没有方向。
But we want you to be the center.
但我们要你成为我们生命的中心。
We want to open our hearts to you.
我们愿意把心向你敞开。
We want to embrace your plans.
我们愿意接纳你给我们的计划。
Your agenda.
你所拟定的计划
Your mission,
你的使命
Your calling,
你的呼召
So help us God
求你帮助我们神啊
Cleanse us
求你洁净我们
Forgive us
愿你赦免我们
We thank you that you have paid the price of our sins
谢谢你我们的罪已经付出的代价
And we open ourselves to you
我们今天将自己敞开。
Let's just take a quiet moment.
我们现在有一段安静的时间。
Just think about your own relationship with God.
你思想一下你与神中间的关系。
Where are you now?
你现在在哪里？
Where is God now?
神在哪里？
Is he a concept or a reality in your life?
在你的生命里，他是一个观念，他还是一个事实。
Do you want him to be a day-to-day reality?
你要他成为你每一天生活的事实吗？
And if you have never known God,
如果你从来不认识神，
but you have been looking for him,
但你一直在寻找他，
are you willing to pick up that green leaf?
你愿意捡起那个绿色的树枝？
Are you willing to get close?
你愿意与他亲近吗？
If you are here and you have never publicly professed your faith in Jesus,
如果今天你在这里从来没有公开承认过你与神中间的关系，
but you wish, as you think about this, you wish to do so.
当你思想的时候，你希望能够与他建立关系。
Do you want to take this day to let God know?
你愿意今天让神知道
that you want Him.
你要他
to come into your life.
来进入你的生命。
I would just respectfully just ask you to raise your hand.
我恭敬地邀请你把手举起来。
If you've never done this before,
如果你以前从来没这样做过，
and you just want God to know,
你要神知道。
It doesn't, you don't care what other people think.
你不在乎别人怎么想。
Because you just want to tell God.
你就想告诉神。
Just raise your hand.
请你就是把手举起来。
Anyone here?
请问有哪一位？感谢主。
Praise Lord. Praise Lord. Praise Lord. You can put your hand down.
请把手放下。
Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位？
You just want to tell God, I want to live in reality.
你就是要告诉神感谢主，我愿意活在真实。
The reality is, I want to live with you.
我要与你住在一起。
Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位？
Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位吗？
Just for you to tell God.
就是你告诉神。
Don't care about anybody else.
不要在乎别人怎么想。
How they feel, it's between you and God.
这就是只有你与神中间的事，与别人无关。请问还有哪一位吗？
感谢主，感谢主。
把
把手放下。 Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位吗？
All right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your sovereignty over the universe.
主，我们感谢你， 你掌权。
And we thank you that you are able to shine light into our hearts.
谢谢你能够把光射到我们的心里。
We thank you for each person whose heart is inclined towards you.
谢谢你在这里凡是想要亲近你的人。
We pray especially for those who raised their hands just now.
尤其是刚刚举手的人。
We ask, Lord God, that you would part the curtains of their lives.
是的，主啊，把他们心中的帘子打开。
Shine your light into their heart.
将你的光射入他们的生命里。
Lead them and guide them.
求你领导他们。 带领他们,
Bless them.
求你祝福他们,
and help them to honor you with their lives.
帮助他们以他们的生命来荣耀你。
And I pray for each of us.
我们在这里为每一位祷告。
That you would give us the courage.
求你给我们勇气,
give us the certainty.
给我们的确信,
to make you the center of our orbit.
使你成为我们生命的中心,
and to accord you the weight that you deserve.
让我们能够把你该有的分量奉献给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.